Well, joining me now in studio live, we have the Norwell Veterans Agent, Dave Osborne. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Christine. I'm very happy to have a chance to put a few things out in front of the public and your radio folks, mostly general interest of veterans and local residents.
Okay, I'm just adjusting your microphone there. I'm not trying to hit you on the nose with it. But you always have so many interesting projects going on in town, and something that we've spoken about before is the way that Norwell celebrates Memorial Day. And the reason I know Memorial Day is coming is because you have had a project over the past couple of years that involves 1,000 flags. Tell our listeners about it.
Well, 3 years ago now, I started a flag, I guess you could call it a flag exhibition, decorating Main Street with flags or whatever you want to say. Anyway, I started door-to-door, and I started giving folks a few flags to put out on their lawns, and it kind of caught on. The first year, I got about 300 on Main Street, and people were very happy with it, a lot of good remarks on it.
It looks great.
Yeah, and then the next year, which had been last year, someone gave me 1,000 flags from an affair that took place down at Gillette Stadium. And so I kind of took the onus off finding money for flags. And so I think we had about 1,400 on Main Street last year.
Wow, so more than 1,000. Now, as I remember, and don't be modest, you've been out there putting them out pretty much by yourself. You need some people to help you with this. I think you do.
Yeah, I need some people to help me with everything, frankly, including getting up the stairs to the studio. Yeah, I do need a little help. I did get some help last year. I printed up a little brochure that went along with flags, and I gave them to people indicating that the flags were theirs, and they were the custodians, put them out when we suggested if they could, take them in when we suggest if they could, and that seems to be working, but there's still quite a bit of work, and some folks can't do it. I would point out that sticking a little hole or a little flag in a hole in the ground on Main Street in Norwell can be kind of tough. There's a lot of resistance in some areas of town. It's heavy, heavy clay and gravel. I use a big screwdriver myself.
New England Yankee sense of humor. That's excellent. Now, the flags go out usually 10 days before Memorial Day, so that's about the 20th of May.
Yep.
And if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way they can do it? Because I know you're going to have volunteers that want to help you in Norwell. What number should they call?
Yes, they would be best off to call the Veterans Office, which is 781-659-8004. And I may or may not be there, but they can leave me a message.
And you do return all calls?
I return all the calls.
Okay, that's good to know. So remember that. It's help them out, 781-659-8004. We're going to remind people as we get closer to that date. Now, something that you were kind enough to invite me to last year, the Oldest Veterans Luncheon. And you had folks in Norwell. I remember one vet I spoke with, I believe he was 98 years old. You're going to do that again this year.
We are going to do that again this year. I haven't set a time yet, but it's going to be at the same place it was last year. I would like to give a little bit of background on that, because I do all the invitations by telephone, and it is an invited lunch.
Okay.
So what happens on the telephone, the reason I do it, first of all, is most of the people that are invited there are elderly. And they need to have a little information. If I send them a postcard and say the Oldest Veterans Lunch, it'll be blah, blah, well, maybe, and they'll put it somewhere and forget it.
Okay.
And I'm not criticizing, because I'll do the same thing.
I see.
So what I'm saying is that I do it by telephone, and if I can get you by telephone, I try every number I have three times, but I don't have a number for everyone and every veteran in Norwell.
Okay.
And a lot of people, like myself included, if you get a phone call, you realize that nine of them are going to be a call you don't want to get anyway, and it just goes into the trash. So I would like to say, if there's any veteran in Norwell, and I do mean of any age, that would like to go to that lunch, I wish they would call the office. Again, it's the same number, 659-8004. And leave me a message so that I can specifically get their contact information.
And if it's a relative of a veteran, they should also call to tell them, I know of a veteran that I think should be at your lunch. So you want to get the word out, is what you're saying.
I do indeed.
Okay, and we'll remind people, again, as we get closer to that. I'm glad you're getting out ahead of all this stuff, because you got good programs going on in Norwell. Something else that you told me, that this is a good thing, and I love this because it's just, I love the power of volunteers. And we see so many groups on the South Shore that are so generous with their time. This is not only generous with your time, this is such a need. Tell me about the fix-up program that you have going in Norwell.
Well, last year, this is sort of a house repair arrangement. And last year, a fellow called me from Wildcat Hill. His name is Tim Forbes. And he's a younger fellow, recently retired, sold his business. He was a contractor. And he volunteered his time, free of charge, if I could find people who would like to have minor repairs done. And so we started off. I put a letter, a note, in the Council on Aging in Knowles newsletter, which I do usually. And sure enough, got a call, and we started in on an elderly lady's house in Norwell last year. We'll finish it this spring. I immediately found out that although Mr. Forbes is working for nothing and I'm working for nothing, material costs have a big impact on this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But there's been some generous folks, and I did was invited to a dinner with the Tri-Town Rotary Group. Who I didn't know, I knew of, but didn't know any of them. Mm-hmm. They were very generous, gave me a handsome financial donation. And so we're continuing on. We have two more projects on the burner, and I can see that's going to grow. Desperately need volunteers.
So you're helping out people that are senior citizens and some of the older vets in town, and this is those small repairs that can make all the difference to someone. I was saying, imagine if the bricks on your walk, your steps are gone. That turns into a real problem for somebody. If people want to help you with this project and you're looking for volunteers to help up, same number to call?
Yeah, same number to call. I started this as sort of a minor.
Let's give out that number again.
Oh, sorry. 781-659-8004.
And we'll put this up online too, because that's where we're going to put this interview.
Great. I started that as a minor thing for people that didn't have to call an expensive serviceman.
Okay.
And maybe we could help them out. Right now, that's not the projects we have, with the exception of one on the docket. But it's sort of a, if you're oriented where you can pay for this kind of service, you're probably not going to be on my list, but it's mostly for folks that probably couldn't afford to do it but would like to do something with their house.
Okay, so three good things going on. Putting up flags along the streets there in Norwell for Memorial Day. You got the oldest veterans lunch coming up, and you've got this great volunteer group that's doing a fix-up program for seniors and older vets. And the same number to call if people want to be part of any of this.
Same number to call.
Which is
781-659-8004.
That's great.
And any other veterans problem, that's the applicable number as well.
That's wonderful. And again, that's the Norwell Veterans Agent, David Osborne, who is here in studio.